Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to our Monday night show, which is on every Monday at 6:30. This is Mark Rawson. And as you know, every Monday we have Claire Whitman on, and she's on from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show is called Intuitions with Claire, and we're really excited to have her on. We're just waiting for her to dial in. As usual, we've been having a little bit of trouble with our dial-in service, and I'm going to actually run a commercial real quick like I did last time and see if I can go pick her up on the air. So just bear with me for a second while I pull up a little radio spot. And I apologize. I will be right back. See if we can get that to play.
Join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Stargazing with Star Fuentes. For over 50 years, Star has been a pioneer in metaphysics. She has learned a lifetime of priceless information and is eager to share it with you as only she can. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then tune in and listen as she covers a weekly topic and then opens up the lines for your questions and comments. Again, that's Stargazing with Star Fuentes every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Your Spiritual Connections Radio.
All righty, and I'm just waiting for Claire to dial in, and I'm just going to, I will be right back. All right. I'm going to go ahead and talk about a few events that have been going on the different radio shows and everything while I wait for Claire to dial in on our service. So I apologize for everybody as you can just kind of hang in there. If you missed it, you know that I do a number of radio shows during the week. This is one where I co-host it with her. We just had a special event this past Saturday, which was learning how to connect with your angels. Any of the events that I'm talking about, you can actually go to our Spiritual Connections Radio website, click on the link, and go back to the archives, and you can go back and listen to any of the shows that have aired already. This past Saturday, I taught about how to connect with angels, and also, if you go back a couple weeks before that, I did a special program on how to manifest, which is how to create things in your life. And if you go back about a month ago, I had a chance to teach about past life regression. And the interesting thing about it is the past life regression one that I did includes a meditation and a past life regression that you can listen to in the safety of your own home. Also, there is a, for the manifesting one, there is a special, what I call unity breath meditation that I taught, which is a really nice meditation to add into whatever practice you already have already. It's very, very powerful, involves connecting with Mother Earth and energy like that. And then, of course, there was the special angel, connect with your angel meditation. That I did this past Saturday, and all those are available for you. As always, you can find out about those shows, any of our past shows and archives, or anything on Spiritual Connections Radio by going to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And I'm just going to go screen a few callers, and I will be right back, so I apologize for the silence. See if I can find some music to play for you while I go off and screen some callers and see if who else is out there so I can start taking your names and everything. And I'm going to put on just the introduction song that we play during the special show that we have on once a month, which is called the Men's Spiritual Hour, which is a bunch of men talking about their spiritual journeys and everything. And this song comes from my friend Colette Bell Reed, and it's off of one of her albums. And we'll go ahead and just play this while I go and screen some callers. So I'll be right back. Turn the volume up.
The cost left my heart broken, so I had it closed for repair. Wandering in my desert, your oasis appears. You're like a long, cool drink of water. I'm thirsty, that's clear when I taste you. I know you, I know you, I do. So can you feel it? Tell me I need to know.
So that I apologize. We're still conferencing in, Claire, so I've been kind of just playing some music for you. That current song you were just listening to is from Clefbell Reed and is pretty cool. One of the ones that we normally use for the Thursday night show, which I do every Thursday, is a song that comes from Forest Through the Trees. And I chose this one as the main song for the introduction of our main show that we were running. And I'm going to go ahead and just put this up so you can listen to this one. It's very interesting if you listen to the lyrics. I very specifically chose this song based on the lyrics. And let me just see if I can find it here. And I'll just put this on for you here. And this is from Forest Through the Trees. Are enjoying some of the music. Like I said, I do apologize. Claire is having some problems dialing into the switchboard. So I'm going to do a little bit something different just so I can stall for a little bit while I wait for her to dial in. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to bring on a caller. And if once I bring you on, if you could just, and I'll put you back on hold afterwards so you can get a reading from Claire once she comes on. But if you could just give me an idea for a topic, I'm going to just talk for a few minutes, and then if I still don't see her dialing in, I'm actually going to pull out Doreen Virtue's Angel deck and start doing readings for each of you. So this is a creative way of doing some stalling. So, you know, I guess it would help before I get started just to kind of tell you a little bit about myself. And I know if you've listened to any of her shows before, you might know a little bit about myself. I was the one that actually created Spiritual Connections Radio, which is currently, this is just one of many shows that are currently running, including the fact that I have my regular show on Thursday nights. Matter of fact, this Thursday, we're going to have our special guest, Penny Pierce, who wrote the book Frequencies. She's actually going to be our guest this Thursday at 9:30. And then once a month, I do a show called The Men's Hour, where I bring different spiritual men on to talk about their different experiences. And we have quite the lineup. We do that show about once a month. where the Thursday show is a different guest every week. My name is Mark Rawson. I've been kind of on the spiritual journey for about 3 years. I have a background in energy healing, which is Reiki. I am an intuitive. I do mediumship, which means I can talk to people who have passed over. I have my certifications from Brian Weiss and Denise Lynn in past life regression. And I've also done a lot of studies and probably about what I would call, when I talk about different areas of spirituality, I call them modalities. So, you know, someone might say, well, what are some of the modalities of healing? They could be things like sound, toning, Reiki, Qigong, you know, different forms of energy. And I've studied in probably about 14 different areas of spirituality. So I'm going to go ahead and just pull one of the callers on and just ask really quickly for a topic. So you are actually on the air with Mark, and can you tell me your first name?
Sonia.
Sonia, how are you?
Yes, good. I'm doing great. How are yourself?
Good, good. I'm going to put you on hold in a minute, but you know, as you can kind of tell, I'm kind of stalling for Claire a little bit because she's having some problems dialing into the switchboard. And I wanted to see if there was any kind of spiritual topic that you wanted to talk about. Can you give me an idea? And I'm actually going to talk about it for a few minutes for everybody.
I mean, I guess like connecting with like a deceased person, like really close to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So you want me to talk about mediumship?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, and why don't I go ahead and I'll just talk to everybody about mediumship, and then if she's still not on, I'm going to actually pull out some cards and start doing some angel readings. So hold on, and I'm going to put you on hold. Thanks for the topic.
No problem. You're welcome.
Okay, so the topic that we've been given for this evening, this is actually a lot of fun. When I originally first started doing radio, I was on a radio series on Blog Talk Radio called The Woman's Hour. And originally I was asked to come on to talk about past life regression because they had found out that I had done a lot of work with that around the country. And they wanted me to come on and kind of talk about the subject. One thing led to another, and before I knew it, I had a weekly radio show that was actually carried on about 500 radio stations around the United States. So if you're familiar with my name, you might actually know me from some of those other medias. During those time periods when I was doing those radio shows, I would actually take callers and I would jump around and talk about 10 or 11 things during every show. So this is actually a little bit of fun to kind of come and talk to you about mediumship, which is our topic for this evening that was just given to us. I'll start with the idea that, you know, I said in the beginning of this that I'm an intuitive. The other word for that is psychic. And what I'd like to start with by telling everybody who's listening to the show is that you're all psychic. You're all intuitives. You might call it woman's intuition. You might call it a gut feeling. But you're all gifted. The difference between someone like myself and someone like you who might not notice the gifts or are being able to use your gifts is the fact that I've had some training to learn how to pay attention to what is there. And in the simplest form of teaching, and I taught psychic development for 2 years, is that the simplest form of understanding your gifts is basically to understand that most of the time the information you're getting when you look at somebody, you go into a store, you get an initial impression from somebody the first time you shake their hand or meet them. Generally, those impressions, if you rule out some bias or what I call some filters, you might have some discrimination or something inside yourself that might still be sitting there. And what you want to do is if you can get past your filters, generally the information you're always getting about a situation is pretty accurate. The problem is most of the time when we get that information, we just write it off as, oh, that must be something I'm imagining, or I daydreamed it. Sometimes you get stuff during your dreams, and you're like, oh, that was just a dream. That doesn't have anything to do with anything. But if you actually track some of the information that you got for a while, you would actually notice that you can do what's really important in doing readings and stuff like that, and that's called validation. And that is the information you're getting actually accurate? And sometimes you never know because you don't really know the person or, you know, you might not know something about the person. That's generally why if you're doing readings with somebody, they'll ask for at least the basic confirmation that they're on target with some of the information they're giving you. It's not really that they're trying to rip you off. Well, some people do that. And that's a whole different topic for a whole different night. But if people are pretty honest, lots of times they can actually build on the energy by getting confirmations, at least a yes, no. So normally when you do readings with people, you might say, okay, you can answer yes. Like if I give you a piece of information, you can say, yes, that makes sense, or no, I can't take that. Or you could come back and say, that doesn't make sense, which is kind of like the middle ground. So where I was going with this is that I wanted to kind of just tell all of you that you are all gifted. You all have the ability to use a lot of the gifts that someone like me or Claire uses. The difference is me and Claire have been doing it for a while, and we've had a lot of practice. You know, it does take work. There's a lot of personal work that goes into it as far as working on ourselves to remove what I call some of those filters so that we're not allowing some of our own prejudiced ideas that our family gave us to kind of come in and interfere with a reading. And I'll give you a good example of that. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't really have a really good relationship with my father. So guess what? When I first started doing readings, before I did some of my, what I call personal work, when I would do readings for somebody, their father would come up and voila, you know, even though I was getting information, whatever information I was getting that I was supposed to be giving to the person was getting slanted a little bit because of the fact that I didn't have a good relationship with my father. I hadn't cleared a lot of those issues. So you kind of see that the basis or the filter or the person that's doing the reading can actually influence how the reading is based on how well they've actually done the work or not. So that's kind of like the basis of what I wanted to explain about intuition and sharing that idea with you, because a lot of people get that. They don't understand that everybody has these gifts. So, you know, going along with that idea, I want to get into the next topic, which is our topic for tonight, and that is talking about mediumship. What exactly is mediumship? Mediumship is the idea about being able to communicate with someone who has passed over. You know, some of the people that I've trained with when I did my mediumship training are people like Janet Novak, which I did some of my studies in advanced mediumship up at Lilydale, which is a spiritual community in New York. I've also done some of my senior mediumship training with John Holland. And some of these names might ring a bell for you. There's other people out there like Lisa Williams and hundreds and hundreds of people in the field who do mediumship. You know, James Van Praagh comes to mind as a major player who pretty much everybody knows from TV and, you know, and stuff like that. So there's a saying in the field that goes like this. All people are psychic. All mediums are psychic. But not all psychics are mediums. And the reason for that is that mediumship is one of the, there's a lot of different things in spirituality. Like if you want to become a healer, if you have the desire for it, I can basically sit you down in a class and teach you how to do healing work. In the church, we would call that hands-on healing. In other aspects, there's things like Reiki you can get certified in, and there's other modalities. One of the recent ones I got certified in was working with Eric Pearl and doing reconnective healing. So most things like that, like psychic ability, intuition, learning different things like accessing the Akashic records, doing readings, doing card readings, doing oracle readings. All those different things are things you can teach. I can basically sit down with anybody that's on the phone today and teach you how to do all these different spiritual things. You all have that ability. So the exception is mediumship. And there's probably another exception which has to do with what we call, used to be called trance. Now today it's called more about channeling. Not everybody can channel. That has to do more with a person and what they're willing to allow. But even that can pretty much be taught. Mediumship is a very specific gift, and it's a gift that involves, for better sake of explaining it, is to raise your vibration so that you can actually connect with the people who are on the other side. And the reason for that is that on this side, on the planet side, or what I call the three-dimension world, the three-dimensional world, which is Earth, which has time. In this side of the equation, we're at what's called a lower vibration. We have this huge soul that's put in a body. For a better sake of things, we're kind of dumbed down a little bit compared to how powerful we were when we came into this. And, you know, I always like John Holland saying, and it's probably not his specifically, but I learned it from him, and that is, we are a spiritual being in a human body having a human experience. And if you understand, if you've studied anything like past life regression, like a book from Brian Weiss, like Many Lives, Many Masters, or if you studied any of Newton's books, which is called Journey of Souls, which talks about what happens from the time we pass away until the time we're reborn again, that whole experience is documented through regression and hypnosis. We find out a lot about how souls work and how we travel and how we go from lifetime to lifetime learning things, and there's contracts, and we have guides, and we have angels and stuff like that. So one of the things that's very interesting about this, and I'll get back to mediumship in a minute, is that we can concentrate and we can get into understanding that we travel with about 150 souls in any given lifetime. That means that probably whoever's your mother or father was probably your brother or sister in a previous life. Before that lifetime, they were your best friend. Before that lifetime, they were probably, you know, your, you know, an alternate parent. And what you see is there's a group of people who generally, a group of people is a good way of describing it. It's like a family, except it's a soul family, and it's basically made up of a bunch of souls that go through incarnation cycles together. And we understand from studies that generally people reincarnate every 250 years, if you wanted to put it on a timeline, sometimes faster, sometimes not. And you'll also notice that people will actually have many past lives. Those are people we call older souls. And we have some people on the planet that are pretty new souls. There's nothing good or bad about how many past lives you've had. You know, you might look at someone and say, oh my goodness, you had 500 past lives. I only had 124. And the joke is kind of like, well, what didn't you learn? So mediumship. Mediumship is the ability for me, basically, in my mind's eye, and different mediums have different abilities. Some mediums can hear things. Some mediums can see it, like seeing it in your imagination. You can actually see the person. Some people don't have any of that. They can just generally know. I see that, I can notice that there's something here, and I automatically know it's your grandmother from your mother's side. One of the key things that's very interesting about this is that when you look at mediumship, is that there's certain requirements, and this is what I was taught when I was going through school. There's certain requirements, and that is, okay, if I'm going to produce, let's just say I have your grandmother here who passed away like a year ago. That grandmother is going to come through, and basically I know from all the teachers that I've had that I should give you very specific information. I basically want to tell you what they look like, what they passed away from. It's almost like having like an FBI sheet. It's like having a punch list of things that I know automatically when a spirit comes before me that I pretty much give to people every single time they come on or every time they come through. And that is, I want to tell you what they look like, what they did. I want to be able to tell you how they passed over. I want to tell you something that's very unique to the characteristics. So I'm not going to come through with something generic and tell you I have Mary here. I'm going to be able to come through and tell you I have your grandmother from your mother's side of the family. She used to love planting daisies in the backyard. She lived in a big Victorian white house that had a white fence around it. And she used to teach piano out of one of her rooms. She had one of those, you know, big rooms with a chandelier in it. And one of the favorite things that she liked to do is she liked to, cut up watermelon or something, you know. And the very interesting thing about this when I come through with these messages is that I can come through with that type of information, but also during that process, I want to be able to kind of tell you that they have actually been watching you in something you've done recently. So I might be able to tell you, you know, they were there when your son David was born last week. And that kind of gives you proof of life that, you know, or the one I did the last time, and I haven't done mediumship in quite a few years. I've actually shifted most of my work into coaching and healing work. But when I was doing a lot of mediumship, one of the last evidences that I gave to somebody is I was giving a reading for this guy who had lost his brother. And he the guy that I was doing the reading for, he loved to go and get a bagel at this place on the corner. He always got this cup of coffee with like soy milk or something in it. It was just something really unique. And the information that came through was, he said, you know, he noticed that you got the chive, you know, sour cream or whatever, you know, on the whatever it was on the bagel, the cream cheese. And he noticed that you had extra soy in your coffee when you went to the deli at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. And that's really powerful, because people like to know that the loved ones are there, that are actually watching them, that are actually there witnessing their lives. And, you know, we can talk about the basics. Most people who come, they want to know that their family members are okay. You know, they want to know, especially when I did this reading for this woman, her daughter had committed suicide. She wanted to know, you know, specifically from her very religious background, she wanted to know that her daughter wasn't suffering in her belief system in hell for committing suicide. And, you know, what you learn if you read any of the books from any of the people that I mentioned earlier is that you learn that if you are able to document 1,000 suicides, that nobody is in hell. Basically, it's a very interesting process. And I'm not in any way endorsing suicide as an option, but I do want to tell you that if there is somebody in your life that you've lost to suicide, do realize that once they crossed over, they were surrounded by love. They were surrounded by angels. They were surrounded by loved ones that had already passed over. We call those your ancestors. They were surrounded by their guides. And they basically are put through kind of like a recovery healing process that involves lights and vibration and love and healing. And they're kind of put in kind of like a process of being able to heal themselves. And they're very much closely watched and everything like that. And so that is the beauty of what it is, because if you realize, if you, whatever you believe in, you know, Mother, Father, Earth, Creator, God, you have to realize that the only thing you need to understand about God is that God is unconditionally loving. And that goes against, I get into a lot of trouble with a lot of religious groups over that statement. I had spent a lot of years in a lot of different churches myself. I have a lot of scripture background. And for a lot of people who take the scripture as it is, it's not a statement that fits with them. But we do know, as we get into spirituality, that we understand more and more now that there's other aspects to what we understand, mostly because we're communicating with people who have passed over. So we are getting documentation and scientific studies. And, you know, if you go and you talk to 1,000 people who have passed over, we understand there's a certain process to everything. And that, you know, there are certain things that are true or not true based on what we understand here on Earth, based on what we studied in our churches and our other structures. And that's not to say in any way that a lot of what we learn in the scriptures and everything isn't very beautiful and valid information. So I'm just going to take a pause here for a second. I've been checking my messages and watching the call board. And I have a feeling that Claire is actually in an area where she's not able to dial in, and it's a lot of the problem. That normally doesn't happen for her, because she plans almost a week in advance because she is so excited about doing the show every week. So I am going to step forward, and I guess before I do any readings, I'm just going to kind of go down the call board, and I'll put you back on hold so you're not going to lose your spot, because I know a lot of you want to get some readings. But I'm going to just kind of go down the call board real quick with everybody and just kind of ask you if there's anything particular that you would like to know about mediumship that I might not have covered already for the show this evening. So I will not be doing any reading. So I'm not going to bring through a loved one for you. But if you have something that specifically has to do with what I've learned by doing mediumship, what I've learned by talking to people who have passed over, feel free to ask those questions. If you don't have a question, you can say pass, and I will put you back on hold so you can have an angel reading in a few minutes. So you are on the air with Mark, and do you have any questions about mediumship?
No, Mark, I'm just listening, just tuning in to what you're talking about.
Okay.
At the moment,
All right, sounds good. Mm-hmm. So I'll be able to give you an angel reading in a few minutes.
Okay.
Hi, you're on with Mark. Do you have any questions about mediumship?
No.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to put you on hold. Hey, Terry, do you have any questions about mediumship?
Yes, I do, Mark. I'm studying with a person now in the mediumship, and a lot of times I meditate and I get people to come in. I don't know if it's like you said, you have to let yourself go in different things. I see things up until a certain point, and it may not be 100% now. Like I did a reading for a person because I'm new at this, and I saw that their father had a race car, and I saw number 47, and they told me the father's race car was 17. But yet that 47 is stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think one of the interesting things, and there's it's really hard sometimes when you do mediumship readings for somebody. I mean, I had one woman once that wanted me to actually bring through her her ex-husband's Social Security number. I was like, I'm good, but I'm not that good. And it's funny, too, because lots of times, sometimes someone will want a very specific person to come through, and, you know, it's like everybody else comes through. I had this woman who wanted her mother to come through, and her grandfather, her aunt, her one of her sisters that had passed away had come through, everybody except who she wanted. And there's no rhyme or reason for it. Just for the same reason, sometimes, you know, you will ask for some type of confirmation, like the race car number, and you either get something that's not quite right or whatever. And lots of times, and I've seen some of the great mediums do this, like John Holland and everybody and Lisa Williams, is lots of times they'll just simply tell the person, go ahead and write it down. It might not make any sense to you now. Yeah, and lots of times
because
they look at you like,
I said maybe it was his age. Maybe his age or a friend's car, but I definitely saw that 47. I, you know, when he told me the car was 17, I thought, well, maybe I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Maybe I thought it was a 4. And then when I meditated on it, and I thought, no, it was 47.
Yeah, it just happens that way. You know, people, you know, there's certain information that comes through. There's, you know, that number you gave them is probably more important. You know, it could be a record file number to go find the stock certificates or something, or... No, so, you know, all the best mediums do that. And the reason why I say that is that if you're entrusting yourself and you have the ability to do mediumship, excuse me, when you get that information, you know, Spirit's not going to give it to you. You know, they're not just going to give it to you, you know, for the sake of giving it to you. There's a very specific reason why that information came through. And in no way are they trying to trip you up. You know, that's not what they're trying to do.
Could you read for yourself?
You mean like intuitively, or you mean like bringing through like someone who's passed away?
Well, I could bring in someone who's passed away because my husband has passed and he comes through. But a lot of times I'm going through transition now and I try to pull things for myself. And maybe it's what I want or not what I want. Maybe that's why I can't see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, lots of times when I talk about specifically doing intuitive readings, like a lot of psychics have the belief that I can't read for myself. I need, you know, every psychic needs a good psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And when you kind of learn about those types of things, the reason why you can't read for yourself is because you get too much in your own head. It was kind of like earlier when I was talking about filters interfering with giving information for readings for other people.
That was very good. That was very good information.
Yeah, so it's actually really, really more important when you realize if you're doing a reading for yourself. And the truth about it is, for you to actually do a reading for yourself, you actually have to physically or mentally remove yourself from the equation of the reading, almost like you're reading for somebody you don't know, so that there's no time during it. Yeah, there's no time during it that you're actually going to turn and say, you know what, because lots of things happen. You know, for the people who are listening to this, lots of times if you ever do readings for yourself and you're throwing down cards for yourself, you're going to get some information that makes no sense to you because it hasn't validated yet. It's going to be something that you're going to find out about tomorrow and maybe doesn't even exist in your reality right now. And you're going to look at that information and you're automatically going to apply your own filter. I know who I am. And I'm going to look at that information and go, you know what, that doesn't make any sense. That can't be right. And it's that ability to stop yourself because you know yourself that interferes with being able to read yourself. But if you can actually almost put yourself in third person and say, I'm reading for, you could even use your middle name, you know, for me it's Andrew, and say, hey, Mark's going to do a reading for Andrew today. Let me throw down some cards and see what I get. And if you can actually do that and kind of go through and just write down, you know, think about the questions, write down the answers, look at the cards that come out, you'd be amazed that you can do that. But for a lot of people who, you know, like my friend Lisa up in Massachusetts, she's a really good reader. She's also a really good medium. Lisa Lana, who does a lot of mediumship events in the Massachusetts, Connecticut, you know, that whole area. And she is so good at doing readings and everything, and she's so locked into being able to do it, she can't get out of the way to even do her own readings. And she does throw down cards for herself, but and that's not the same thing that's bad about her. That's pretty much the story with all psychics and all intuitives, is they just don't have the ability to separate it. It does take a lot to be able to separate your left and right brain to be able to kind of get that, you know, that type of information. So did I answer your question about mediumship?
Yes, you did. That was very good. And I'm enjoying listening to you because there's some things that you have said that I, you know, really never heard. So it's very, very interesting. Thank you.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. So I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, and I'll bring you back in a little bit for reading.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, you're on with Mark. Do you have a question about mediumship?
No, I do not, pass.
Okay, great. I will call you back. Well, not call you back. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll bring you back for a reading in a few minutes.
All right, thank you.
Hi, do you have a question about mediumship?
Can you touch on the topic of transfiguration?
Explain that to me a little bit more, because I've actually heard people, like over in England, when I was going to go study at Arthur Findlay, I've heard other people use different terminology for that. So explain to me what you're thinking about, and then I'll expand on it.
Well, a particular thing that happened to me, which was quite shocking, I witnessed the transfiguration of what appeared to be like an old woman, almost like a witch, transfigured over the face of a relative of mine as she was giving me her hand to say goodbye. Now, my aunt is very psychic, and I did not, of course, tell her about it because I didn't want to frighten her. Within 4 months, my mother had a massive stroke and almost died. And that was her sister. Now,
okay.
That's what I'm referring to, and I'm wondering if that was like a spirit trying to send out a warning or why that happened, because I've never experienced that in my life, and I never want to again.
You know, what I'm getting as far as what was going on, and I've actually seen that happen. What I'm actually getting is I'm getting that was almost like an echo of one of the past lives for that, where you saw that person. So let's just say I was doing a reading or something for my sister, and I look over and all of a sudden I see like some type of other individual almost on top of that person. If it's not a specific mediumship connection, meaning it, you know, it's some grandmother or something that's coming through, lots of times when I actually see that, it's an echo or a reminder that individual that I'm looking at is specifically was, let's just say, a witch in one of their past lives, and you're actually seeing an echo of that energy kind of coming through. Most of the time when I used to do Reiki work, which is energy healing, I would actually just be going around a person, putting my hands on their body for the energy healing, and in certain points and certain meridians, I would all of a sudden see past life stories unfolding. Like I'd see them riding a horse, and I would automatically know, oh, you were one of the people who took care of the horses in England in 1856. It's like automatically all that information comes forward. And what I'm talking about when you were saying what you saw, to me, it almost felt like that was like an echo or an example of the energy of an individual that kind of comes through. It's very interesting. There was a lot of people who actually do trance work who would actually be able to manifest that themselves. So let's say I was doing some of the traditional trance work where I'm pulling through and I'm doing mediumship work. You would actually see my face kind of change into the face of your loved one. Wow. And I've actually seen that done at some events also. It's usually one of the English mediums that's been doing it for 30 or 40 years, and they actually have the ability to actually manifest energy, and then it gets into some of the stuff you see in some of the books and stuff where it's almost like
Heard of that. Wow, that was incredible. That's very rare.
As a side topic, there's actually a really interesting woman out there who can actually see your loved ones, and she can actually draw them, and she does it on an overhead.
I'm familiar with people who do that. Yeah, I've heard of that. And your guide.
I don't know if I answered your question or not.
Well, to the best of your ability, of course, because I've asked, you know, a variety of people, and they've had different takes on it. And I personally, looking back on it, I personally felt like it was some kind of a bad omen or warning to see that. I don't know. That's how it felt to me, in other words.
I think in a lot of examples where those type of messages come through for people, they generally will come through in a guide, and the guide won't actually, your guide who gives you the information, or if I'm connecting with someone's guide and I'm getting information to give them guidance, warnings and stuff like that will come through the guides. They won't come through as some type of energy or whatever like that. They normally would either be, like I said, some of the traditional things where someone who's passed over actually will form an energy and appear. And it's very rare that you can even see that in these days anymore. It used to be a lot of it in the older mediumship. Or more importantly, like I said, you get like a what looks like a glimmer of like a past life energy, you know? So.
Well, it's always haunted me, and I haven't been able to share it with a family member because she sort of is a little bit even nervous about her, you know, ability and everything. She used to do tea leaf readings, and she is quite psychic. So I didn't want to alarm her, you know, with that. She might dwell on it. But I'm not crazy about seeing that happen again. It just blew me away.
It's funny, you know, we were doing senior mediumship training with John Holland up in Maine at this hotel that's actually haunted. It's not that we were specifically doing it there because it was a haunted hotel. It just happened to be the one that he was booking it at. But it's funny because even as mediums, even though we're used to dealing with that type of stuff, if we hear a bump in the night, we're pretty freaked out too. There's some things that just kind of throw us even as spiritual
that
people.
That was haunted in Florida. And I heard a lot of the crashing and banging around. But it wasn't so much that made me not feel comfortable there. It was more like I was alone and some friends went away, and I was told there were other people staying in the hotel, and not once did I see anybody
wow.
anywhere. And the lights were turned off in almost all of the hotel. And I was very positive about going there, and on the way ran into tornado-like weather with huge hailstones, and we had to pull off the road. And from there on, everything bad kept happening. So I more or less got about negative energy there rather than ghost-type stuff. I would not do that. Scary.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, and we're down to the last 15 minutes. I want to see if I can throw some angel cards for everybody, so I'll be right back.
Thank you.
So we really have some great feedback from everybody and stuff. I'm just going to start at the top up here. What is your first name?
My name is Tempest.
Okay. I'm just going to go ahead, because we're down to the last 15 minutes, I want to make sure I can pull a card for everybody. So I'm just going to pull a card at random for everybody and just kind of tell you what's coming through from the angels. I am using Messages from Your Angels, which is Doreen Virtue's deck. I actually work with 17 decks of cards. Today I'm using the Doreen Virtue Angels deck. So I'm going to go ahead and just pull a card for you.
Okay.
And I will tell you the message, which is, You were a light worker. Now, when I mean a light worker, that means somebody who's spiritually gifted that can help other people. I mean, in all ways, even if you're not out there being a psychic or a medium, you can bring your gifts of mediumship or gifted or whatever you want to do. You can bring your gifts of love, care, whatever, into any environment. It doesn't have to be a spiritual job. It says you're a light worker, and the Creator, God, whatever you believe in, needs you to shine your divine light and love like an angel upon the earth and all its inhabitants. So I'll let you sit with that. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for that.
Hi, your first name, please?
Susan.
Susan. All right, Susan.
Hello.
So it says you're at the end of your, it says you are at the end of a cycle in your life. Call upon your angels to comfort you and to guide you to your next step. Happiness awaits you now. Now, before you start freaking out, this is kind of talking about you kind of ending maybe some of the projects, some of the stuff you're in, and kind of getting into some new things in your life and some new things expanding. Sometimes when I read that card, people really freak out, especially if I do a lot of mediumship. So I just want to talk about this being the end of some stuff and some new beginnings for you.
Awesome.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Hey, Terry, I'm back with you, and I'm ready to pull a card for you.
Okay, thank you.
The angels have to say, take action. You're in touch with your truth in this situation, and you need to trust your gut and lovingly assert yourself in the situation. So I don't know what it is that you, and I don't really have time to kind of expand on it, but it seems like that there's something that you're kind of working on right now, and the angels are basically saying, just kind of trust your gut feeling, you know, that woman's intuition.
Well,
and,
I guess it's,
just,
it's going in that way, but it's always iffy for me.
yeah, and just kind of lovingly assert yourself, you know?
Okay, thank you.
That
was right
on.
Bye-bye.
Right. Hi, your first name, please?
Anna Marie.
Hi. The message comes through is now that you've asked the angels for help, be open to receiving divine guidance and assistance. You deserve heavenly help. Now, I think it's interesting because there's a couple things I'll talk about just for a second about this, and that is lots of people don't realize that you have to ask for help. This goes even with if you want help from the Creator, and that normally comes in the form of prayer work. But if you want help from your guides or if you want help from your angels in a situation, you have to ask for it, and you have to ask for it each day because each day is a new beginning. Because you have free will, you have to ask your angels for help. So it looks like you've asked for help. And the next key is really to kind of let go of whatever the situation is that you're in the middle of it and realize that divine guidance and assistance is there and coming in for you. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air with Mark. What's your first name?
Hi, Mary. I'm still here.
All right. So the card that came through from the angel says, spend time alone in nature, meditating about your desires and intentions. Now, when I talk about meditation, that's different for every person. Some people like to sit in home. Other people like to go rake the yard. So it talks about sitting in meditation about your desires and intentions. Ask the angels to help you gain a positive perspective. This is something I normally tell lots of people when I'm coaching them. Is that you have to kind of sit down and think about, based on the situation you're in, think about what it is that you want. Lots of times, if I told you, I can give you anything you want, what is it you want? 9 out of 10 times, you have no idea what it is that you want, especially as it relates to an outcome that you're involved in. So this is talking about spending some time in nature, taking time to think about the desires or intentions of something, and then asking the angels to come in and help you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, you're on with Mark. What's your first name?
Annette.
All right. The message from the angel says, you are a spiritual teacher. You have the ability to counsel others and help others awaken their spiritual gifts and divine life mission. It doesn't have to be spiritual. That could be anything related to religious teaching or anything like that. But there's some really beautiful gifts in you. that if you haven't really thought about it, you really could be out there helping others to see their light more. And I just wanted to share that message from Angels with you, okay?
I was told that before. Thank you.
No, that's great. I love validation. Hi, you're on one.
Hello.
Mark. What's your first name?
Pearl.
So the message from the angel says, I bring you a message from your deceased loved ones. I'm happy, at peace, and I love you very much. Please don't worry about me. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, you're on with Mark. What's your first name?
Allison.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Great. All right. This one actually came through from Archangel Uriel. This is actually powerful. Most of the readings coming through tonight are actually coming through from some of the regular angels. This one here is actually coming through from an archangel. And if you want to find out more about the difference in angels, you can go back and listen to How to Connect with Your Angels, which was a special class I had on Saturday that's available for replay. This one comes from Archangel Uriel, and it says, your emotions are healing, which enables you to open to greater love. I will help you release anger and unforgiveness from your heart and mind. So I can actually feel that, and I can sense that. So I think that probably means a lot to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yes.
Yeah. So you realize that you have the angels surrounding you and that you have quite a support team that's there for you. Just call upon them to help you through the situation. Lots of love and light to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on with Mark. Your first name, please.
Ann.
The message I have is, caution is warranted. Look deeper into the situation before proceeding further. This is very interesting. It's not that anything that is really scary is going to happen. They're kind of giving you a caution on something that looks like you're moving forward into. And they're asking you to kind of take a deeper look into the situation and just make sure that you're making the decisions for the right reason. Does this make sense to you?
Sort of.
Okay. Do you have a particular question?
Do they come in?
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you.
Change your residence.
Oh, I gotta. Let me try to turn my volume up. Okay, one more time.
When do you say change your residence?
Oh, do you mean what was I? Oh, you're asking me if I see that you're moving?
Yes.
Okay, let me fill into that for a second. I'm going to pull another card here, too. Is this move related to a relationship?
Not that I know of.
It looks like there's almost like some type of new, it could be a new partnership that's coming into play, that's coming up with a move. But I definitely see that there is a move coming up for you probably in the next, I would say the next 2 months. It's very interesting because the card that came up, I just kind of pulled another angel card just to see what I would get. And it says, new romance is coming up either with a newcomer or through a reunited passion in an existing relationship. Be open to giving and receiving love. But it's possible that this doesn't actually have to do with a relationship. It could be a friendship that either is going to be a new one. It could even be business related. I'm kind of jumping all over the place here. There's a lot of different stuff that's going on, I think, that's coming into play with this move. As you would expect, as you move into a new area, there's going to be a lot of different things coming into play. So to answer your question, yes, I do see a move coming up for you.
Do you know when?
I think what I was getting is probably in the next within the next two months. Okay. All righty. Well, thank you for calling. All righty. So it was great to give everybody a reading. Thank you for calling in. As always, if you were wondering what's going on, this is actually Claire Whitman's show. It is on every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30. It's called Intuitions with Claire, and we were having some problems with the switchboard where she was not able to call in this evening. So you can catch her next Monday at 6:30. And I'm sure if she was on right now, she would be apologizing all over the board that she wasn't there to talk to all of you, because she really does look good forward to the show every week, and she loves being able to do readings and stuff like that. You can always use, or I should say, contact Claire and get readings from her over the phone or in person. Basically works the same. By going to her website to find out more about her and her services. Her website is www.thehealinggallery.com. And you can check out her website and find out about her great services and everything. She does very incredible readings. They're not just limited to love and relationships. She actually works on people and giving information on careers, friends, family, finances, and what's unfolding for your future. So if you haven't had a chance to book a reading with her and take advantage of her services, make sure to do that. If anything, you probably had a sample of getting some of her readings on the radio. As you know, she does really incredible work. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and as I had mentioned in the beginning of the show, you can find out more about the show and the other shows that we host by going to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. I'd like to say goodnight to everybody. Thank you, and lots of love and light to you.